Okay, Dad?
Yes.
All right. How's everything going?
Good. How about yourself?
All right.
I've been trying to get you, but I guess we've been missing each other.
I know.
Okay. I had a few things I wanted to talk to you about, Jill,
mm-hmm.
as far as, you know, some of the school stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I got here some stuff from the University of Nevada in Reno.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's looks like it's some directions and things for going out to Spain.
Does it have flight information?
Well, I didn't read it all, to be honest with you. I started looking at it, and it does tell you do this, do that, make sure you check this, check that, and
uh-huh.
make sure you got the right credit cards and all this kind
uh-huh.
of stuff. All that kind of information is in this packet.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is tomorrow I'm going to put it in an envelope and mail it to you.
Okay.
All right, then you can go, and then if there's some questions,
okay.
I can do it. And I got a bill from them for $800.
Sure.
What I'll probably do is maybe I may call them and see if I can just put it on my credit card for now.
What's it for, $800 for?
It's for part of the tuition for next semester.
Okay, all right.
And the first payment is $800.
Okay.
I think it's about $3,200 or something like that, $3,700. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I've got to, in fact, I don't know why they didn't give me any time. They sent it, and then...
Was it due right away?
Yeah, then they wanted the money by November 1st, which is only 2 days away, and I just got the thing about 2 days ago. So
that's
they really
terrible.
Give me 2 or 3 days to really get the money in there.
Is that okay?
Well, yeah, it's okay, but I think I'd just soon put it on a credit card. I mean, if I mail it out, it's going to take a couple of days just to get it. I'm sure if it gets there a couple of days late, it's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the point is they don't give you any time to get things straightened out
yeah.
and do it. You know, they just say, you know, send the money right in.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, I can take care of that.
Okay, thanks.
I think the stuff on Gavalia coffee import thing that you got is
mm-hmm.
Saying it's, you know, they're going to leave your account number on file.
Oh.
And make it easy for you to re-enroll.
That has nothing to do with me. Don't worry about it.
It doesn't? They sent it to you.
I know.
Anyhow, it's got your name
That's
on it.
That's something I did for Mom. I don't care about it.
Okay.
You could throw it away.
Yeah, I can? Because
mm-hmm.
you don't want me to send it to you?
Nope.
Okay. I'll get rid of that thing. And then there's something here from Habitat for Humanity in Southern Dutchess.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's about a meeting, which was October the 5th.
Yeah, they have meetings every month.
Do you want me to send
that
to you?
You can throw that out.
You don't want to see it?
What, no, because oh. I can't do anything with them.
Okay, so I'll take care of that. And then I guess there's a credit union statement, which I'll send to you.
Okay, did you get my letters?
Yeah, sure. Sure, I got it.
Did you cash in that money order?
No.
Why not?
Well, there was a big debate about it. I couldn't read the figures on it to tell how much it was worth.
Who couldn't?
Well, both myself and the bank, we were trying to figure it out, you know, looking at it, read it, and we each had different opinions. You told me it was $30
okay.
or $50.
And what did they say?
Well, one of the girls thought it was $30, and then the other one thought it was $20.
Someone thought it was $20?
Yeah, $20. And she said, I'll give you $20 for it.
Well, why didn't you take the one that said 30?
Well, because the one that said 20 was the branch manager.
Oh, okay. That's really strange that she said 20, because what happened was I went and got a money order, and it was like for $20 because that's how much I spent on the credit card, and I wanted to give you $20 for it. And so I left, and I got it at Rite Aid, and I left saying, hold on 2 seconds, I have a phone call.
Okay.
Okay, Dad?
Yep.
Okay, and I looked at it, and I was like, wait a minute, I was like, this doesn't say, I came home or whatever, and I was like, this doesn't say $20. I was like, you know, I was looking at it, I was like, what on earth does this say? And it looked like it said, and then I asked a couple people, and it looked like, and someone said 30, and someone said 50. Either way, it did not look like $20. And I was like,
when Rite Aid gave you this.
Uh-huh.
What was it supposed to be for? Do you know?
$20.
20?
Yeah. But it didn't look like $20, so I just gave it to you. I was like, well, I'll just give it to him and let him go. Because it was already, I made it out to you and everything. Like, while I was in writing, I sat there and I wrote it out to you and everything. So I was like, forget it. I was like, I'll just bring it to, I'll just send it to him and let him go cash it. Whatever it's for, it's for. Because I couldn't tell what it was for because the numbers are, like, broken up. So.
Right. Well, usually in a check, they would always...
What did you do? Did you hand it to the woman, and did you say something? Like, did you say, I don't know how much this is for?
No, I said, what do you think this is for? Because you said it was 30 or 50,
yeah.
And I wanted to find out what she was going to give me for it.
Oh, okay.
And I just asked her, I said, what do you think it's for? And she couldn't know. She asked the girl next to her, and she said 30. And then the manager was over there, and she looked at it, and she says, it's $20. And she said, I'll give you $20 for it.
That's really weird. Are you surprised that she thought it was for 20?
Yeah, because you said 30 or 50.
It is 20. I mean, it's not that. Like, it's supposed to be 20, but I don't know where
that's
she got
it. That's the way she read it.
Did she show you where she got that from?
Well, she looked at it. That's the number she came up with.
That's really strange.
She looked at it and says, that looks like a 2 to me. $20, she said.
Well, I guess it's all right. I guess it's 20 then. Maybe,
and she says, that's all I'll give you for it.
What bank is this? The credit union?
Credit union, yeah.
Maybe you can go to another bank. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you want to collect the right amount, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm
I didn't
saying.
Know what
I just
the right
know,
amount
I mean,
was.
It just
that
doesn't
was...
look like $20. I don't know where
well,
she got that.
Well, I mean,
from.
But you said you did put 20 for it, right?
I know that, but it doesn't look anything like
well,
20. Maybe it is.
I'm going to just collect 20
that's
for
that's fine. Okay, that's fine. But I just thought it was different. That's why.
Usually they write... You know, most checks, they would write out what...
I was looking all over for that, and I knew it didn't happen.
No, but it's not good. They don't on this one, but
yeah.
Generally they do in most checks. In
yeah.
This case, they didn't do that. Well, anyhow, I wanted to find out, you know, what it was, so that's why I asked you about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a check over here for $19.02 from the state system of higher education in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? What was that for? Is that money they owe you?
No, it's...
What do you mean? You got a check for it, but they don't owe it to you.
Well, the check's made out to you.
Oh, so
it's made out to you. It's just your check.
Well, it's
check
for you.
Well, let's see. Where it was mailed... Hold on now. It was mailed to you.
Do you know what I mean when I say it's for you? Because it's probably from a loan or from a grant or something. And you pay the loans. I don't pay them. Like, according to the school, I've been paying them, but you've actually been paying them. Right?
Yeah, well,
so why would the money go to me?
Because it says over here, student employee work or something, description, STUEMPWG. Is that the work you're doing for the school?
Why don't you just send it to me and I'll look at it.
It's got your employee serial number on here.
Okay, just send it to me and I'll look at it. Maybe it is for me. I thought it had something to do with.
No, it's just, I think it's something you'd got for working down.
Okay.
And it says a check. You've got to make it out. It's to your name.
Okay, thanks. Just send it to me then.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Well, yeah, just send it to me. I'll send it back to you, though. You can have it.
Well, no, you know.
No, you can have it. But I'll have to sign it. Okay.
Are you keeping track of the money that you owed me for the car damage and so forth?
Dad, I told you I'm paying 2 months' rent.
Yeah. Okay.
I already paid 1 month.
Good.
Right. I just have to pay November's, and then all you'll have to pay the rest of the semester. You'll just have to pay 1 month's rent.
I see.
You'll have to pay December's, and that's
I
it.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
What was I going to say? There's something else.
Well, okay, that's the story. I was just trying to figure out, and then there was another $100 for something else, right?
It was $500 altogether.
Yeah, right, that's correct.
Right, it was another extra $100 for the party.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay, so are you keeping track of all that?
Yeah, I already paid 1 month's rent.
I understand. All of it I'm talking about, plus the other amount. I haven't been keeping track of it. Are you keeping track of it?
It's not
how much you're paying towards it?
It's not too hard to pay. I just have to pay 2 months' rent, and that's
no,
it.
No, you got
to
pay the other $100 too. Now, here's a bill check for $19. That's part of the $100? Is that a part of the $100?
No, Dad, I'm giving that to you. I'm giving that to you.
For what reason?
You can put it towards the credit card. You can put it towards, yeah.
No, you don't have to give it to me. I want you to pay the debts is what I want you to do.
Yeah, I know. Well, the credit
I don't want you to give me any
just
money.
Just take it for the credit card.
No, what credit card?
The credit card bill that I ran up to, $1,000.
No.
Just take it,
$1,200 anyhow.
$1,200.
Okay.
just take it for it, but I'll send it back to you. What was I going to say? I was going to say something else.
I got a letter here, Jill, from UNLV.
Uh-huh.
What's called a tentative admission summary.
Oh, does that mean I'm admitted as long as my grades stay up or something? Well, just send it to me.
Yes.
All right.
We welcome to University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're signing up for the school.
You have to, kind of, Dad. You mean for the school in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
You have to. Like, when I go there, I'm not going to be a California University student. I'm going to be a student at UNLV. Because I'm going through their school.
I see.
So I'm kind of like one of their students.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, I don't have to do anything with their school, but I'm still considered one of their students.
Okay. But you would be going back to California.
Yeah, because I'll be transferring back those credits to California.
I see.
Okay.
Okay, because I couldn't, because they had everything about orientation and registration and all this other stuff.
Yeah, no, they'll just, because that's probably because they got my actual admissions application.
That's
right.
You
know what I mean?
Sure.
So,
sure.
That's probably why they did that.
You want me to send you all this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, you can send it all to me just so I make sure, so I see it all. Nope.
Yeah, well, I don't know, you know what it all means, but yeah, I'll send
yeah,
it to you.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'll send it to you, I'll put that in with the other things.
Okay.
And I'll mail those out to you on Monday. I plan to mail them out to you on Monday.
Okay, thanks.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great. Did you get, I sent you another one. Oh, I got the car fixed.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned it in the letter.
Is it okay that I put that on the credit card?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was I going to say? Yeah, it sounds perfect. I have no clue what he did. I dropped it off, and then I came back, like, I guess after the guy had left, and there was still some other guy there, and he was like, I was like, I came to pick up my car. You know, he's like, okay, you know, here you go. I was like, well, what'd you do to it? And he said, He's like, I don't know. The guy's not here anymore or whatever. He left. I was like, well, you know, I was like, well, is it on the receipt? I was like, you have no clue what they did to it? It's like, well, how much does it cost? And he said, he's like, it's $26. And that's labor. They charge $26 an hour for labor. So that's all he charged me is for 1 hour of labor. No parts, no nothing. And he fixed the window. The window's perfect. Perfect. He took the side off and everything to fix the window. And he only charged me $26. It sounds perfect. I don't know what he did to it. I told him to check the carburetor. I told him all the problems it was having. It was just loud. I don't know what he did, but it's perfect.
Did he do a better job than Angelo?
Well, all I know is that it only cost $26, and he fixed the window perfect, and it doesn't make a sound. So
sounds good.
I was really happy with it, really happy.
I think you should be very happy with it.
So I don't know what he did to it exactly, but he probably just did some adjusting because he didn't put any parts in it or anything.
How is it running now?
It's great. It's great. I'm really happy with it.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you know when you're going to be coming home for Thanksgiving, Jill?
Oh, God, no, I don't. Oh, I have to buy a ticket. I have no idea. I'll buy a ticket this week.
You have to buy a ticket to come back, right?
Yeah.
Not to go home.
Oh, you're right. You're right, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about, a ticket
yeah.
to come back and then
yeah.
a ticket to...
Ticket to go to come back here and a ticket to go back home again.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, that's where you have to do that. Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
You need to do that in advance?
Well, I don't want to do it too late.
Yeah.
It's going to be like under a month.
Yeah, right.
You know, so.
You better get to it soon.
So I'll probably do it this week. I'll try to do it this week just to get it over with.
Definitely get it out of the way, Jill.
Okay.
If you don't have the schedule yet from the school?
No, but I can call up and find out in 2 seconds. They'll tell me right away.
Do you have exams or anything then?
No, that's Thanksgiving. I don't have exams till Christmas time.
I see.
So I'll find out. I'll find everything out. That won't be a big deal.
Yeah, I think you ought to do it soon, only because sometimes the flights get booked up around then going
yeah,
back
they get
to
more
Thanksgiving.
Expensive too. Yeah.
Huh?
They can get more. Well, no, actually, they won't get more expensive, but they'll get booked up.
But they'll get booked up on you.
Yeah.
So you're gonna bring all your stuff home, right?
Uh huh. Yep, sure am.
I was just down, I'm getting down, I was just cutting the grass again today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this will be the last time or not.
Might be.
I got to take the sign down out the front for Halloween.
You have a sign out?
Yeah, I have a for sale sign out in the front of the yard.
Oh, for Halloween, I see what you mean.
Yeah, for Halloween, I got to take it down.
Uh-huh.
They don't destroy it. And I'm cutting the grass today. I was cleaning the water softener, washing it all out.
Uh-huh.
Outside, I got it drying now. Then I got to put it back in. Actually, it doesn't have to dry that much because water's going to go in it anyway. But
yeah.
I got it outside right now drying.
Uh-huh.
I put it in today and then be ready to go. Everything should be fine.
Uh-huh. Oh, so. I talked to Lori yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, she told me. She called me the other day from work just because she was bored and stuff. And then I called her back yesterday, and she seems to be doing really well. And she told me about the wedding, the Vale's wedding.
Did she have a good time?
Yeah, she said it was nice. They didn't stay, like all through the whole thing.
No, they couldn't. She saw Nana.
Yeah, she said that she looked good.
She did look pretty good.
That's good. That's good that she got to go to the wedding and stuff.
Yeah, she was at the wedding. She was at the church.
Uh-huh.
She didn't stay for the whole wedding, just for the cocktail hour.
Yeah.
And then she was at Carol's the next day.
Uh-huh.
And she stayed there for about 2 hours. Had something to eat there.
That's nice.
She was there maybe even longer than 2 hours. I think about 2 hours.
Uh-huh. Did you have fun?
Huh?
Did you have fun?
Yeah. I had a great time.
Good.
I enjoyed it very, very much.
Uh-huh.
A lot of nice people in there. And
great.
And all the aunts and uncles were there. They sat with the aunts and uncles. Laura and
yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. But she said she enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
Talking with them, got a chance to meet them more, you know?
Yeah.
That was very good.
That's great.
So I thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How's the schoolwork going, Jill?
Good. Everything's going okay. I have a lot of stuff due in November. A lot of reports and presentations. Everything's due in November, so it's going to be a busy month.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But it's all going okay.
Yeah. Keep at the studies. That sounds good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And you like your roommate and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Allison?
Great. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you like her as well as Rachel?
Yeah, I just saw Rachel about a week ago.
Where'd you see her, man?
Yeah, I saw her. She came to visit. Last week was homecoming weekend.
Yeah.
And she came up for the weekend.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
How's she doing?
Good.
What's she doing now?
She's at community college at home taking a couple of classes.
Uh-huh.
And she might come back here next semester.
Really?
For grad school, yeah.
For grad school?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
So you'll see her
really
again,
good,
huh?
Yeah. And she'll probably be here in the summer.
Well, you won't see her next semester because you won't be there.
What do you mean? No, I know.
You'll be in Spain.
Yeah, I know. But
you won't see her then.
But in the summer, I'm going to be here. So.
Yeah, but you won't. So, but,
yeah, and some good news about the summer is they offer a lot of courses that are, like, really general and open to, like, a lot of majors.
Mm.
So it would be hard for me to get social work classes that are specific to my major.
Mm.
But there's this one class that everyone's, like, signing a petition for to get in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So that will really help me out if I can take that class over the summer.
Mm.
So I'm excited.
Would you only take one class in the summer, Jill?
No, but it's one class that I'll really need.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
How many courses would you take in the summer?
I'm going to have to talk to my advisor and find out what classes I can take or should take.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whatever I can, you know, whatever class I can take.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things you got to do, I guess,
next month or so. Yeah, I'll do that this week. I've been meaning to. I'll probably go in tomorrow and see her. I stopped up. I went up to the college farm to go for a run, and the tennis team was practicing.
College farm? Where's that?
By the stadium and the tennis courts.
You were up there?
Yeah, I went up there to go running.
Yeah.
And the tennis team was practicing,
uh-huh.
So I stopped and said hi, and I even played a little bit.
You did?
Yeah. It was nice.
How are the girls there?
They're good. I watched them play. And I know the trainer,
mm-hmm.
and she plays tennis. So she was just sitting there, and she was like, she asked me if I wanted to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. It was nice.
You didn't have your tennis racket, did you?
No, I borrowed Mike's, the coach's.
Mike oh, the Clint. Coach's?
Uh-huh. And I talked to him a little bit.
Do you like him?
Oh, yeah, he's a really nice guy. And they were going to the States the next day.
Oh, they were?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So it was good to see them all. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're a decent team.
They are, huh?
Uh-huh.
Mm, brother. What did they end up with a wreck? They were around 500 or something, or close to 500 when...
500 what?
Well, that's 500 means they've won 50% of their games.
Oh, I don't know.
The last 50%. About even.
Uh-huh.
Did they end up? How did they end up?
I don't even know. The last thing I saw about them was the thing I sent to you. I don't. He didn't tell me their record. I really don't know.
Yeah, they were like 4-5 or something
yeah.
at that time.
Uh-huh.
And they thought they could probably end up at 500.
Uh-huh.
Which even record.
They probably did.
And on that. So did you know any of the girls there?
No. No, I don't know any of them.
None of them?
No, I think a few of them are freshmen and stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
I didn't know any of them personally.
So that was good then, huh?
Yeah. Mhm.
Very nice. Have you seen Sam Medea?
Yeah, I saw him a couple times. I think I told you about whenever I saw him, though.
Once you said you saw him.
Yeah, that's probably all.
How's he doing there, man?
Fine, I guess. That's all I really know.
Is he around a lot?
Kind of. I've only seen him a couple times last semester.
I see.
Huh. Yeah, so I think he's doing okay.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to go to church today. I have to finish that lawn and
mm-hmm.
I got that get that water softener back together, and I might put the storm windows out.
Uh-huh.
Today. I don't know. I got a couple of the doors I got to do. It isn't much of a job, but
uh-huh.
if I have to clean the windows and windexing them and all, that takes a little longer.
Sounds like you're keeping the house up really well.
Yeah, I signed a new contract with Mr. Miller.
Oh, yeah?
For another 3 months.
Has people been looking at it?
Well, I had two people look at one yesterday and one the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not a lot of traffic. Not really a lot of traffic.
How's the Hart's house?
I have no idea.
So they still have a for sale
I talked to Ellen about, but that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
What'd she say?
Yeah, she said she got no offers.
Uh-huh.
She had a lot of people coming and looking at the house. Nobody's made an offer. But that was about 3 weeks ago, and I don't know what's happened since then.
Hmm.
You know, I have no idea. The sign is still out front.
Okay, I'm sure it's still for sale. But
you know, they sometimes leave them up, even when they sell them, they leave them up for a while because if the sale goes through or something falls
uh-huh.
through, other people might look at the house and so forth at a backup offer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
So they often will leave them up a couple of weeks, two or three mm-hmm. weeks or something after they sell them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not untypical.
Yeah.
On that.
All right, well, good luck with everything.
Thank
Sounds
you,
Sounds like you've been doing well and keeping busy.
Yeah, we've been very busy.
That's good.
And I'm still working over good counsel one day
uh-huh.
a week.
Oh, that's good.
One day a week or so.
You like it?
Don't have much time. Yeah, I do. I have a lot to do. I've been working outside in the bushes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I haven't even been going inside. I've been spending most of the time outside.
Good. Yeah, I can't wait till I come home for Thanksgiving.
Be nice to
everyone.
See you, honey. Be
yeah.
nice to have you home.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see everyone.
Yeah. Laura's coming up, you know.
Yeah, she told me.
So we're going to go out to eat somewhere. I know your mother is trying to find a place.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to look into it, I guess. Let's see.
Yeah.
I guess we'll go out somewhere.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's good. Okay.
So that's about it right now.
All right.
And, So I think those are all the things I had to ask you, Jill.
Okay.
I think everything is all set. And
yeah, I think so, too.
There you go. I'll get your mail to you. Oh, one more thing here.
Uh-huh.
I got this jacket in front of me.
Oh, my jacket.
It's got a...
What's the brand inside?
Well, the brand inside is Canar Studio.
No, that's not...
It's not the one. It's got a... It's got a brown corduroy collar on it, and it's a white jacket, a white shirt or a jacket.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. No, that's not it. This jacket has got, that's a shirt, that's not the one. The jacket has got to be in my room.
Well, what color is it, Joe?
It's brown.
And what is the collar?
It's corduroy. The collar that you're looking at is suede.
Okay.
You know what corduroy is?
Yes.
With, like, the lines?
Yes,
kind of?
I do know it, yes.
It's a brown corduroy collar, and the inside, the lining inside is flannel. It's
right.
A plaid flannel inside.
All right, let me take a look in your closet. Wait a minute.
Thanks.
It's not there.
This makes no sense. I have no jacket. I have a big, heavy leather jacket, and that's all. I don't have any. I know I took that jacket home.
Could it be in another closet? Could it be in the pink room closet?
I guess. Could you look there?
Yeah. One second.
All right. Thanks.
Jill, it wasn't there, but I found something in the hall closet by the front door.
Oh, is it in there?
I think so.
What's the brand?
Well, this particular one, let's see. It says American Eagle AE Outfitters.
That's it. Please.
Medium size, and it's got a corduroy
collar
as well as corduroy on the cufflink sleeves.
Thank you so much. That's
and
exactly
the flannel, this green and blue flannel inside.
Oh, thank you. That's exactly it. I forgot about the hall closet.
It's signed medium. It's a medium size.
Okay, that's great. That's it. All right, while I'm on the phone with you, I might as well ask you to send me two more things. Okay, and it's probably in the hall closet also. I have a ski jacket in the hall closet. Now, listen, it's not. There should be probably two in there. Remember the one I got a hole burnt in the back of it?
I remember something about it.
Okay, that's not the one I want. There's a hole in the back of it. I do not want that one. But there's a blue one. It's all blue.
Just is it regular ski like a smooth?
It's a pullover.
Huh?
It's a pullover.
Pullover?
Yeah. It doesn't button up front. It pulls over your head.
All blue.
And it has a hood.
Yeah. What's the other thing?
And it's ski pants. And they're... I know where they are. They're in the white room in the closet on the top, the way top shelf. They're black, like they're like stretchy pants.
All right, let me see if I can find them.
Thanks, Dad.